Welcome back. It's Eagles 360 every Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Insider Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. Now time for us to give you our key matchups. Why don't you begin?
I'm going to start with the Eagles offense. I'm going to look at tight end Zach Ertz going against Panthers safety Roman Harper. You look at last Sunday's win for Carolina over Seattle. Jimmy Graham, the tight end for Seattle, had his best game of the season. He was able to attack the seam, go after Harper. So, obviously, the Seahawks wanted to get him involved, not just from a talent standpoint to help the offense, but also that's a weakness in this Carolina defense, specifically at that safety position. To me, you look at the battle on the outside, Josh Norman, one of the best corners at this point in the season. Going to be tough sledding there on the outside for the Eagles, so the Eagles must attack the middle of the field. This is going to be a big game for Zach Ertz and Brent Celek as they can go after the veteran, Roman Harper. But certainly, the tight end is not going to be just a focus for the Eagles, but for the Panthers offense as well.
Well, I want to talk about the Panthers defense. It's interesting to me. Who starts next to Roman Harper? It's Kurt Coleman starting with the Panthers on defense, and that's been a very productive defense, and we'll see how the Eagles go after Coleman. I want to take a look at the real heart of the Carolina Panthers defense, and that's the linebacker positions. Luke Kuechly is an all-pro player. Thomas Davis, an outstanding to-the-ball kind of player. No Shaq Thompson this week for Carolina, so that's a loss. Now, I look at Jason Kelce as the player who's got to get to that second level and kind of minimize the speed and the range of the linebackers, particularly Kuechly. Really interested to see how the Eagles strategize to get Kelce free into the second level of this Carolina Panthers defense and hopefully get the Eagles running game going and staying as hot as it's been.
Are you going to have to pop a finger back in?
That was nasty, wasn't it?
That was pretty disgusting, to say the very least. So we talked about the Panthers linebackers. Let's look at the Eagles linebackers. Look, the Eagles got to Cam Newton 9 times, 9 sacks in that game last year on Monday Night Football. A much different Cam Newton this year. He's very good at rushing the football. You can expect probably 8 to 10 design runs for him throughout the course of the game. So that means the edge rushers. I'm looking at Brandon Graham, Connor Barwin. What are they going to have to do? They're going to have to be very disciplined in their rush. Certainly, they're going to have to account for the fact that at any point, Newton in the read option can hand off the ball to Jonathan Stewart, or he can take off with the ball himself. But he's also very deft in the pocket and able to move within the pocket to be able to find the receivers down the field. So it's going to be very, very tough sledding, where last year they had no problem being able to get after him. It's going to be much different this summer.
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird, wacky, wild Carolina Panthers offense. They run that inverted wishbone. They give you a lot of different looks, all designed to pound, pound, and pound some more. Now, when they throw the football, they don't throw as much to the outside. They throw it to their tight end, and Greg Olsen has had a terrific season as Cam Newton's favorite target. There's no Kelvin Benjamin out there. Ted Ginn Jr. and Philly Brown, they're not exactly elite players, although Ginn will go down the field and try to stretch a defense. The Eagles' challenge this week is to slow the tight end, and Olsen is one of the best in the league, and he and Newton are absolutely on the same page, particularly in the red zone. Malcolm Jenkins, probably one of the lead role players here in covering Olsen, although it will take a group effort. I expect the Eagles to pay a lot of attention, maybe some bracket coverage in the secondary to slow Olsen. And if you slow Olsen and you contain Newton in the pass in the run game and you don't let Jonathan Stewart beat on you, I like the matchup, Chris.
Great matchup. Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the entire league, and they'll certainly be put to the test. Now we know the Panthers are 5-0. We mentioned the Panthers run the ball more than any other team in the league. So what are some of the other numbers to look out for? After this quick commercial break on Eagles 360, we'll bring in Alex Smith to deliver the numbers of the week in Stats Only.